USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Both President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for an historic face-to-face sit-down. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien-Yung says it'll cost his country about $20 million for added security, but he says Singapore welcomes the chance to help resolve the region's nuclear threat.
The problem of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula is one which affects the security of the region, not just Northeast Asia, but actually the whole of Asia, and in fact, if you look at it more broadly, the whole world.
International Studies Research Fellow Sean Ho says the Kim-Trump summit is an important step towards denuclearization.
It is really a chance for both of them to meet for the first time. It is a historic moment, the first time a sitting U.S. president has met with a North Korean chairman, and right here in Singapore. So I think just the meeting itself is a very good start of what will be a very long process when we talk about denuclearization.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump has criticized Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for acting meek and mild during their meetings at the weekend's Group of Seven summit and then changing his tone after Trump departed the summit for Singapore. Trudeau said at a news conference that he told Trump Canada will retaliate against U.S. tariff hikes.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
Trump called Trudeau's comments very dishonest and weak. In a tweet by the president following Trudeau's news conference, Trump said he's instructed his representatives not to endorse the G7 communique. Before the summit, the president injected additional controversy by suggesting that the G7 offer a seat at the table to Russia, which was ousted from the group in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Triple Crown winner justifies now the most valuable horse in racing history after becoming just the 13th horse to accomplish that feat. Breeding rights expected to top $75 million. Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith says Justify broke out of the gate even better than in the two previous races.
Oh, he was standing so good, almost too good. I was a bit worried, but my gate man reassured me, said, "We're okay, he's standing good, trust me, he'll break." And he probably broke better than he has out of the other two.
Owner Bob Baffer now has two Triple Crown winners in Justify and American Pharoah. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner is speaking out about a new report by the Office of Inspector General, which shows that his office failed to conduct national background checks on concealed weapons permits for more than a year. USA's Wendy King reports.
Commissioner Adam Putman says a negligent employee did not cross-check 365 permit applications, 291 of which have since been revoked.
Of the nearly 350,000 applications, 365 were flagged for further action, which would have resulted, if the employee had done her job, in them being denied a concealed weapons license.
But he says media reports that tens of thousands of people didn't get background checks are misleading.
Animal rights activists have gathered in Boston and elsewhere to call for an end to all slaughterhouses. Their ultimate goal is to abolish the practice of killing animals for food worldwide. They say meat consumption causes more suffering and death than any other human activity and is completely unnecessary. For USA Radio News,